Hello, welcome to the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Chris, and today we're going to talk about Google Ads. That's what I do every week, and I'm not changing thing this week. It's still the same thing. And today we have a solid episode. The main topic is about 100% impression share. What does that mean? Is it good? Bad? When should you have it? When should you not have it? We're going to talk about the implications of if you do ever get 100% search impression share. What are the warning signs? What are the benefits? Also, we're going to talk about the question of the week, which is from New Zealand, and the metric of the week, which is optimization score. We're going to talk about optimization score. So stick around for all of that. If you're not subscribed to the podcast, I put this podcast out every Monday of every week, so be sure and subscribe. I also have a YouTube channel. You can watch there if you like, by the same name, Paid Search Podcast. You can find me there, and you can see my very nice polo shirt that I'm wearing today. I look very spring. I look very festive. It's not pink. Okay, it's not pink. It's red. It's just on camera. It looks pink. I'm looking at myself, and it's not pink. It's red. It's a very pretty red. I shouldn't have said pretty. Okay, so moving on. Metric of the week is about optimization score. And before I jump into that, I have to tell you about Optio.com/PSP. That is the tool to help you get more done in Google Ads. So I tell you about this every single week, but let's take a pause and let me tell you what it is and how I use it. So I run a bunch of accounts for a lot of different clients, everything from lead generation to e-commerce and everything in between. I mean, there's just tons and tons of industries. And the thing that I use Optio for is to help me generate ideas and see things that I do not see with just my normal Google account checks that I do every week on all my accounts. So I'm checking accounts, I'm going through, and sometimes I just grow blind to certain settings, certain percentages, certain conversion rates, certain metrics that I see in there that I just don't realize that, hey, this is bad. This changed slowly over the past 6 months and I've completely missed it. This is now a big red flag and it went from green to yellow to red and I missed it. Optio can help you find those things, spot them, and fix them. It's not going to just go in and change it for you. That's not what we're about on this podcast. This podcast is about knowledge, understanding. It will help you to find those, assess if it's a problem, and make the appropriate change if necessary. An amazing tool. I guarantee you, you're going to like it. But just in case, you don't have to take my word for it. You can try it for free for 8 weeks, 2 months for free. That's twice as long as the other people out there that don't listen to this podcast. You can get it for free for 1 month at optio.com/PSP. That's OPTEO.com/PSP. Use the chat box on that screen to let them know, hey, can I have this special offer that Chris is talking about on the Paid Search Podcast for 2 months? They will oblige. Optio.com/PSP. Link is in the description. Let's move on now to metric of the week. So I've been doing metric of the week for a long time, many, many episodes for the past year where I talked about average CPC, CTR, conversions, absolute top, search absolute top and top percentages, invalid clicks. I mean, I've talked about many things. And one thing I was surprised to see is I've never actually put optimization score in my metric of the week, which I think is really important that I do that, because it is absolutely a number that is forced upon you. Google doesn't pop up your search absolute top percentage, right? It doesn't pop up your search impression share number. It doesn't pop up your ROAS number and force it into giant glowing numbers on your screen. And that, why is Google so invested in this optimization score? Why is it so important to them that you see it and that it, when ignored, drops. When it is ignored, it goes down. Why is that? Because that certainly doesn't happen with your CTR. You can ignore your CTR and it can go up or down. But why is optimization score, when ignored, always going to go down? Well, the answer is that optimization score is Google's report card on you to them. It is their understanding of how much you're following their recommendations for your money in their platform. It's your money and their platform. They want you to use your money on their platform a certain way, and they grade you based on how much you're doing that. So optimization score can range from 0 to 100%. I don't think I've ever seen it at zero. It can get very, very low, but I don't think I've actually ever seen it to zero, and you definitely can get it to 100. So why does this number change? Why does it get low and high? Well, I think the best way to do this is I pull up an account. Looking at a client account, spends a lot of money every year. Been working with them for a while. They do phenomenally well. They actually recently doubled their budget with me because Facebook wasn't doing very well. And they said, let's double the AdWords budget and see what we can do. And I was able to maintain my ROAS for them and actually exceed what they were getting from Facebook. And so I tell you all that not to brag about myself, but I tell you that because this is a very, very healthy account. Been working with the client for a while now. They're very happy. Never get a complaint. Literally, I never hear from them. They're just, keep doing a good job, Chris. That's all I hear. So when I pull up this account, the optimization score is 55%. If I was in college, I would be failing that class. If I was in high school, I'd be failing that class. 55%. Obviously, that is considered poor because the standard, in order to maintain my Google Premier partner status, I have to have 70% or higher as an average across all of my accounts. So obviously 70% is considered minimum, and this is at 55. So how can a successful campaign be at 55? Well, let's look at it. Well, first, I'm losing 8% of my optimization score because Google says I need to raise my budget. Well, isn't that interesting? If I don't spend more, my optimization score goes down. Okay, a little suspicious about that. All right, let's move on to the next one. I'm losing 7.5% on this account because I'm not using broad match keywords. I need to use more broad match keywords because Google says in California, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., I could get more mobile device traffic. Interesting. If I were to, you listen to this podcast, you know how I feel about broad match keywords. They are absolutely something that people should use, try, and test. But in no way is it a guarantee that it is going to be successful. Yet it is calculated as a 7.5% boost to my quote-unquote optimization score. So again, that's rather suspicious. Another one is I need to create a Performance Max campaign. If I create a Performance Max campaign and turn it on, I will get another 8% boost on my optimization score. So the top three recommendations in this account, which is extremely successful, doing very well, seeing increased spending year over year, the top three is telling me spend more, use Performance Max, and add more broad match keywords. And by doing that, I immediately will boost my percentage another 20, 25 points, getting me into the 70% range. So, what is optimization score? I'll say it again. Now that I've said that, let me say exactly what I said before. It is Google's report of you on how you're using their platform. It is their report of you on how you're using their platform. I do not operate in a manner in which assumes that success is based on my optimization score. Most of my accounts have very poor optimization scores. Optimization score is not a measurement of success. It is a measurement of how many of Google's best practices, quote unquote, you're applying to your account. I have some accounts, some, that I can use some of these best practices and see success. In no way are these measurements of broad match, performance max, and more spending something that would be universally true for all my accounts. And that's where I have a problem with optimization score. It is presented to us as though it is based on success, but it's not based on success. It's based on certain factors of settings, certain campaign settings, keyword match types, campaign types that Google recommends that might improve things, but also might degrade things. But I'll tell you what, if I hit apply on every one of these and saw my numbers dwindle and see my ROAS drop down to nothing, I will have a higher optimization score. If I applied these settings, my optimization score would increase, but let's say my performance dropped to nothing, my optimization score would increase while my actual performance, my returns, my ROAS, my conversions, my sales go down. So what does that tell you? Does that tell you that optimization score is directly tied to performance of KPIs, key performance indicators, ROAS, numbers, conversions, sales, things that actually matter? Is it tied to that? No. No, it's not. And you should know that. You should know that it is a recommendation. These are suggestions. These are things that are apart from your success. They do not measure the same things that you measure. It is Google's report of your actions on their platform of how you're spending your money. Okay, so that is metric of the week. I hope that is helpful to you, because I do get a lot of questions about Performance Max. So let's move on now to the question of the week from Gene in New Zealand. Gene says, I've discovered your podcast a few months ago and listened to about 5 of your podcasts a week to catch up. So a massive thank you to all the fantastic content you've put out there. Wow. About 5 hours of me a week. That's my wife would think you're a saint, Gene. I created a standard shopping campaign goal. And I created a standard shopping campaign. Its goal is purchases using manual bidding, and I'm not including the search network. Okay. So what he means, search partner network, is what Gene means. He's saying not including search partner network. Still the search, Google search, but not search partners. To begin, I set my budget at $10 per day, with a max CPC of 1.8. And also targeted the affluent areas of New Zealand that are getting him about 800,000 to 900,000 potential reach. Okay. The campaign's been live for 1 week and I don't have one single impression. I spoke to a Google rep yesterday and they informed me that there were no errors with my setup, and what they recommended was expand my location targeting to the entirety of New Zealand and to increase my budget to $45 per day and decrease my CPC to $1. And then also to expand my shopping feed to include Performance Max and additional search network, search partners network. What I don't understand is that the recommendation was to decrease my max CPC and increase the total budget. Makes me, it obviously is confusing, which I agree. So skipping to the question here, does it sound correct, the advice that the rep was giving me, that I need my daily budget set higher in order to get traction? Does the shopping campaign like this make sense? Do I need Performance Max? Do I need to include search partners to get impressions? This is such a great question, because this is not information that is easy to discern, because there's a lot of advice that was given here, and it's a mixed bag. Some of it very poor advice, I think, and some of it just, you know, senseless advice that's not going to make a difference, not going to make any movement in the account. So let's break it down. Let's break it down with the first one. The suggestion to target the geographic location of all of New Zealand. I do agree with that. And here's the reason. If you're not getting traction on Google Ads, if you're not able to spend your full budget, there's only two things that are going to make a difference. The first is your targeting. That includes your keywords or your shopping feed, your data feed, your geographic targeting, your time of day, you know, any of those things that would limit the reach of the campaign. That's what the targeting would apply to. The other side of the coin that could be causing a lack is your bids. So I do agree that bids and geographic targeting should be changed, but I think it's very silly to say that you should decrease your CPC. What you would have to look at here is that you have to look at your search impression loss due to rank. Your search IS rank is the technical name of it. Search IS rank will tell you if bids are the problem. If it says 90%, then you know that bids are the problem, and lowering your bids at this point will absolutely not fix the problem. The bids need to go up. If the search lost IS rank is not 90, and it's anything less than 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, then there's at least some traction that the bids are getting. You're at least able to show up, but there's a targeting problem. Okay, it could actually be both. It could be targeting and it could be bids, but it's going to be one or the other. That's the beauty of the simplicity of Google Ads, is that there's only two sides to this. It's either bids or it's targeting. All this other discussion of, you know, quality score, and that's all just details and distractions. It's just targeting and bids. Get your targeting right and get your bids set. You bid too high on crappy targeting, you get bad results. If you target the wrong thing entirely and bid too low, then you're still going to get bad results. But the problem is the targeting. One is always related to the other. So the answer is to understand what was your search impression share lost due to rank. Possibly raise your bids. Now, one thing very technical that's important to understand, if you're using manual bids with shopping, you need to understand that changing your ad group bid does not change your bids for a shopping campaign. So let's say you have a shopping campaign. It's named shopping. Then you have an ad group, and that ad group is called all products. And that ad group has a $1.50 bid, $1.50 bid. And then you change it to $2, $3. You've made absolutely no difference in the actual targeting of those products. In order to change manual bidding for a shopping campaign, you must change the bids of the product groups. Product groups are the actual bid level of a shopping campaign. So you must go into that ad group, click on the ad group section, and I bet, Gene, I bet your bids are set to 1 cent. I bet your bids are set to 1 penny and you can fuss with that ad group one, you know, 150, you can bump it up to $200 bids. It'll never make a difference because your ad group bids do not make a difference. It's your product group bids that make the difference. So adjust those, assuming your issue is bids. But if it's targeting, then open up your geographic targeting a little wider. Open it up as wide as you can. Open up your ad schedule. Open up anything that might be restricting. If you're blocking certain device types, open those up. Remove any restrictions on any of the targeting that you have just to see if you can start getting traffic, right? And then as soon as that works, take piece by piece and say, okay, now let's only do this part of New Zealand and see what happens. So the first thing is to try and get impressions, then start analyzing how does your targeting changes affect the number of impressions that you get. And then one other thing that specifically Gene asked was it good advice to give me a suggestion to increase my daily budget? That is absolutely not a good, not good advice. That does not affect, if your campaign's not spending and not getting any impressions, increasing the budget will not make a difference. So that's a ridiculous suggestion. Absolutely not. That's not going to make a difference at all. It's either targeting or bids. If you're running at zero impressions, targeting and bids is the problem. It's not budget. And then one other question. Do I need Performance Max? Should I include search partners? No and no. Do not add Performance Max. If you want to show up on Google Shopping and that was your intent, do not add Performance Max. Do not enable it. It changes your campaign type entirely, and it's something you can't go back. You can't degrade or reverse a Performance Max campaign back to a standard shopping. So do not change it from Performance Max. You should use standard shopping if that's what you want, which is what I typically recommend. I'm not a big fan of Performance Max. I recommend standard shopping campaign. Let it run. Fix the issues with the bids, the targeting, and then go from there. So good question. If you'd like to send in a question to the show, you can do so at paidsearchpodcast.com. Send in a question there. There's a link to contact me. You can also just paidsearchpodcast@gmail.com. Email me that way. That is the official way to reach me. If you send messages any other way, I can't guarantee that I will see them or respond. All right. So we're going to move on to the big topic of the week, 100% impression share. To some people, this is the holy grail, the peak, the ultimate goal of trying to accomplish this in their account. We're going to answer the question, what does it mean? Should you have it? Should you not have it? Why is it bad? Why is it good? We're going to discuss all of that very briefly. I want to remind you, if you like this show, I don't ask that you pay anything for it, but I do ask that you check out our sponsor, optio.com/PSP. You're probably working right now. You're probably doing something, running your own Google Ads account, running client accounts. You're doing something. Maybe you're driving. If you're driving, okay, you get off this time. But for those of you that are at your desk, that are working, that are doing something on your laptop, you're at your coffee shop or something, pull up a new tab real quick. Try out Optio. I can't tell you the number of times I hear people tell me, Chris, I can't believe I ignored your recommendation for so long. This is so helpful. It's just such a great tool to have. It's just one more thing that just makes my life a little easier. Please try it for me, and I would greatly appreciate it. All right, topic of the week. No, 100% impression share. What does it mean? What is it? 100% impression share means when someone does a search on Google, 100% of the time your ad shows up on Google. This is specifically for search campaigns. So 100% search impression share is what we're talking about today. There's also display impression share, but we're not talking about that. No one cares about display impression share. We're talking about search impression share. How often does my search ad show up? So if you have 100% impression share, search impression share, what you have, in my opinion, is a red flag. You have something that is red hot, highly dangerous. And if you are not within a very specific bracket of some things that I'm going to lay out, you're making a mistake. So I'm speaking to those that, you know, try and accomplish 100% impression share, try and accomplish a 95%, 96%, 97%. If you have this as your goal and you've been there before, I would hope that you're treating this with the respect that it would deserve, because it means that you're serving ads to everyone all the time, constantly, that registers for your keywords. Anyone, any keyword in your account that can serve to a specific search term, you're there. Your ad's there every time. Not at the top every time, but it's on the page. The potential to spend money is happening 100% of the time. Not limited by budget, not limited by bids. So, when is this a good thing? Well, it's a pretty short list, I think. The only times you should really have 100% impression share, I think, is one example, when you have a brand campaign. I just got off a consulting call, which I do paid consulting sessions. They're 1-hour sessions over Zoom where I give very detailed, very instructional information and about your account, which you can sign up for that on my website. I just did a session with someone who had a brand campaign that was 100% impression share. And this brand campaign was using broad keywords. This is, in his case, it was not an absolute mess. It actually was turning out okay. But this is, as I said, extremely dangerous. To serve ads 100% of the time is to give a massive amount of risk to those keywords and how they're matching. Keywords and matching change all the time. Keywords can suddenly start showing for something that they never showed before, and over a period of weeks and months could turn into 90% of your spend on this one thing and you didn't even know it. People change searches, new products, new searches, new trends, new things, new seasons come out all the time. And you might start showing for something you never showed before. And suddenly 100% impression share is now covering 100% of what you wanted, but also this other thing too. It's extremely dangerous to have 100% impression share and to not contain that. So I think you should only have it when you have a brand campaign that's probably exact match. You're probably doing a very specific geographic area, maybe the entire United States, but you know, you better have a very specific target, maybe just your brand keywords. That might be worth it. Other instances when you might have a 100% impression share is when you are in what I call phase 4 of Google Ads. Phase 4 is the scaling part, and you have kept your KPIs, you've kept your key performance indicators, you've kept your ROAS, your you know, whatever's important to you, whatever cost per conversion, return on ad spend, whatever metric is most important to you, you've been able to keep that and scale it up to the point that it's 100% impression share. That's great. That's good. That's a healthy way to have 100% impression share. When is it bad to have it? Well, it's bad to have it when you are not maintaining your KPI, when you're not maintaining quality, when you're not maintaining some type of metric of success. That's a bad thing, because now you're consuming 100% of whatever it is you're paying for, but not all of it is great. Some of it might be great, right? I like ice cream. And if every day I always consumed every bit of my ice cream, have a big bowl of it, and have a big healthy appetite, I eat that ice cream every day to the point that there's no ice cream left. But then I discover at some point that, you know, a part of that ice cream had dirt in it. But I continue to just eat that ice cream. The way to stop eating the dirt is to not eat all the way to the end of the ice cream. There might be some crud at the bottom that you don't want. And if you're running 100% impression share and you don't have any capacity to slow or contain or manage your quality that you're consuming, that you're bringing in, then that's a bad, you should not have 100% impression share. You shouldn't have 95% impression share. You should really think about even having a 90% impression share. A healthier impression share is a much more complex conversation. You'd have to go back to my discussion, my 10 principles discussion, which if you haven't heard my 10 principles, it's begin with episode 385. They're all clearly labeled in the podcast. Episode 385, strategic relevance. Begin there and learn about the phases and the process of risk and all of those factors. You need to manage what is worth the risk here. So if you're not able to manage it, you shouldn't be pushing the gas down all the way. You shouldn't be consuming every bit of the impressions. So, as though there's any confusion about this, let me explain very clearly why it is bad to have 100% impression share. Let's say that there's nothing wrong with the searches. Let's say that you're getting good searches. Okay, everything that you get on here is good. I look at all my search terms. I have good, you know, metrics. I'm okay with the metrics. You know, they're not amazing, but they're good. I want 100%. I don't want to miss any opportunities of my ads showing up. So, Chris, why is it bad? Why wouldn't I want 100% impression share? I don't want my competitors to beat me. Well, here's the thing about 100% impression share is that when you have saturation of the market of specific keywords, what happens is you have overpowered keywords. You have keywords that can now go further, expand farther than keywords that only have 80% impression share, 70%, 60%. So imagine a keyword that has arms that can reach 2 feet out in any direction, right? Normal wingspan, okay? Now imagine a keyword with 100% impression share. Suddenly those arms work, it can reach within a certain boundary of acceptable search types. Now suddenly these arms can reach 20 feet out and it can grab searches that you're surprised by. Suddenly these searches are still okay, but they're not as qualified. They're not as good anymore. And you're allowing that to happen by having extremely strong bids in your account to the point that you're getting 100% consumption of your targeting. So this is a bad thing because not all traffic is equal. There's good traffic, there's kind of good traffic, there's outright bad traffic, and there's crap traffic. Yet you're paying and eating all of it. That's why 100% impression share is a bad idea. If you don't have a contained, controlled environment for it, you should don't overpay for your traffic and let your fear of competitors stepping in a space that you're not there just because you think you want to be everywhere that your competitors are. That is a mistake. You are wasting money. You are spending money needlessly. And your knowledge of impression share, what it is, and the fact that you have that metric on your screen and that you know what it is, that is as I hear all the time people say, I know enough to be dangerous in Google Ads. That's you. You know enough to be dangerous. If you are the person that knows enough to be dangerous in Google Ads, I ask, sign up for a session with me. I can make you less dangerous in Google Ads. You need a little bit of instruction, because people say, when they say, I know enough to be dangerous in Google Ads, you know what I usually find? Is they're way more dangerous than they think. They're way more destructive than they think, because they know a little bit, and so they latch on to things like impression share and quality score and things that lead them down the wrong path to make the wrong decision. They latch on to things like optimization score. So that's it. I appreciate you guys being here. You can find me at chrisschafer.com if you'd like to book an appointment with me. I do Google Ads management and I do consulting sessions on Zoom. I'll catch you next week. Have a great day.